donated retinas became a person today for researchers at the University of Pennsylvania's Genetics Diagnostics Lab. Now, not literally, of course, but researchers did get to meet the family responsible for making a very rare donation to the lab 5 years ago. For the family of the donor, who was just 6 days old when he died, it was an emotional but healing experience. Mike and Scott reports from WHYY's Health and Science Desk.
Hi, I'm Sarah Gray. Thanks for having me. It's actually really an honor to be here, so thanks for letting this happen.
Sarah Gray of Washington, D.C. is talking to a group of researchers, and she's just met lab manager Jennifer Yutz.
Do you remember Thomas's tissue coming here?
Yeah.
Does it come in like a styrofoam or a cardboard box or?
Yeah. Okay. Either. I mean.
Does it say like human eyes on the side?
It did, yes.
Okay. Gray found out in 2009 during a routine ultrasound that one of the twins she was carrying had anencephaly, a fatal genetic condition where the brain and skull don't fully develop. Her son Thomas died 6 days after birth. She and her husband donated his organs and tissues, and since then, they've been tracking how they've been used.
So I'm happy that you have it. I mean, of course, be a good steward of the tissue, but don't be afraid to make a mistake and share what you learn with the medical community and share it with us when you can. If you get published or something, that would be cool.
We are really happy that you're here.
Arupa Ganguly directs the Genetic Diagnostic Lab at Penn. She studies retinoblastoma and other tumors affecting the eye. She says the donation from the Grays is the only healthy retina sample from an infant her lab has received.
Tissue has to be collected very quickly. As soon as the child is dead, within 4 hours, it has to go in a particular solution. That's why it's very rare.
Ganguly takes the Grays and their son Callum, the surviving twin, on a tour of the lab.
Thomas Gray became Arias 360 for us. Okay?
Oh my God.
And so he is, this is his sample. This is his data,
okay.
And which was part of two presentations.
This is our research book, and so we make an entry for each sample that we get.
Look at this.
Sarah Gray says visiting researchers and their labs has been a healing experience.
And I felt this sense of peace that Thomas had colleagues and coworkers, and I had just met this new community.
She says she hopes other families can find out more easily what donated tissues and organs were used for. At the end of the tour, researchers and the Gray family celebrate a special occasion, Callum's 5th birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I'm Mike and Scott, WHYY News.
Dear.